Kia ora, Kevin.
Yeah, g'day, Jack. I'm up in Auckland, actually.
Oh, very good. What's happening up here?
Well, my sister's, it's my sister's diamond wedding. I'm the youngest of five, and she's the oldest. And it's her diamond wedding. A wedding I went to when I was 9 years, 9 years old in the 50s. So
that is amazing. That is so cool. So it's going to be a raucous party, is it?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Oh, Kevin, come on.
No, well, we're okay. There'll be lots of grandchildren and all that sort of thing there. But I think it'll be a quietish affair. But a magnificent occasion. And for Pauline and Bruce, I think.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to them. A magnificent marriage.
What an achievement. Yeah, please pass on our congratulations. That is amazing, isn't it, Kev? Hey, you wanted to talk about older drivers this week?
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, I remember talking to you or telling you that I'd tested myself on the written driver's license test that young drivers have to just about get everything right to get their restricted license. And I had about three cracks of it and failed every time. And we talked about double standards, that old folk like me could still drive on the basis of tests that we passed in the 60s, now ludicrously out of date, yet young drivers not only had to know the updated road code, but were required to pass a much more stringent practical test. Well, my 16-year-old daughter Tommy's now getting close to sitting a driver's license, and this week I had the opportunity to sit on part of the driver's instructor's lesson that she was getting. I found it an eye-opener. It was a little bit about how you need to be seen by the examiner using your rear mirrors while you're being tested. You know, your center, your left and your right. Every time that you change lanes or cross a bike lane. And the times when you must physically look back over your shoulder to check what might be coming up behind. Apparently, during your driving test, you lose points every time you're not seen doing this. Now, when I sat my driver's license in the 60s, I'm sure none of that detail came into it. And it's really important detail. I don't even think that my Austin A30 had side mirrors, just the one in the middle. And yet there's no requirement for me as a licensed driver to learn those rules. Sure, when you turn 80, you may be required to sit a test, but that's more about your physical well-being, including your eyesight and your hearing. It's not about updating you on the road rules. As much as I was happy not to have to resit my driver's license at 50 or 60, I think it's crazy that we senior drivers don't have to sit the same test as our kids. We all use the same roads. It's not as though mature drivers aren't well represented in road accident statistics. And I've always suspected, actually, that while old drivers don't die on the roads as often as young drivers, they may sometimes be the reason why other drivers have serious accidents. Driving too slow, for example, prompting inexperienced drivers to attempt a dangerous overtake. What is unarguable is that all drivers on the road should know the road code back to front, and they don't. I don't think even 10% of older drivers, say over the age of 55, would pass a modern driving test. And surely, Jack, that's simply not good enough.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Kevin. I think you're dead right. It's alarming, isn't it? I had to go to, when I was in New York, I had to go through the driver's licensing process again and was kind of horrified to realize just all of those, because, you know, as many of us do, I consider myself to be a very safe driver. I've never had an accident or anything like that. I don't really speed, but I like to think of myself as being really safe. And then I sort of realized that actually you just fall into habits, eh? You don't look over your shoulder as much as you're supposed to. You don't check those mirrors as regularly as you're supposed to. And I think we would be pretty typical in that respect.
Well, I think you as a younger driver would have at least still had in the back of your mind the things that you learned when you got your license.
Yeah.
But imagine what it would be like for you in another 40, 50 years.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Driving would be totally different for starters. And you won't remember any of the things that you learned. You probably won't even remember the test you did.
Yeah.
So I think older drivers, as inconvenient and awkward as it might be, ought to have to go back and sit some sort of test.
There you go. Kevin, I want to see you run for Parliament on that platform, because that would be, yeah, that'd be very interesting.